Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Jam mixtape show on Shadow World Radio.
Trying to give you something here at the Shadow Wolf Radio Network is something you can chill to, relax to, and hopefully we can give that to you here. So we thank everybody for also calling in and being a part of it. I believe we also have another caller coming in. Take her on right now. I think we have a special evening co-host this evening. I believe we have the one and only Mr. Tay on the line. What's going on?
Yes. Yes, I am. Hi, guys.
Hey, girl. Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
hey, what's going on? You trying to keep it smooth tonight, miss. What's going on?
Y'all got the mood set and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. That's right. You got to set the tone. You got to set the tone.
All right.
Tonight's topic, addicted to love. So I'm going to bring this down a little bit. Because we're going to... Before we get into some of the slow jams that's related to that, so let's have our adult talk. This is what the show's all about. Nice ambiance, nice talk. At the end of the week, you want to relax. We're going to get to a little ambiance. And first of all, before any further, I want to give a special shout out to the lovely, beautiful women of the Every Woman Talk Show. I acknowledge, I respect, because every woman is special in their own right, and I love all our women. Especially women that work with us and work with them. And I just want to just, as a man, appreciate, truly appreciate all our women. But matter of fact, I believe we have the lovely Miss Sig online. What's going on, beautiful?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, my dear. How are we doing today?
Oh, my God. Too many people in my house.
I know that's right. I know that's right. You know, like I said, the tone tonight is the end of the week. We're just talking about being addicted to love right now. And, Daryl, and I'm going to spin to you. No, actually, let's go to ladies first. Daryl, we got to be gentlemen in this one. Nice topic. As we get to the song, before we get to the songs, being addicted to love. I want to swing to Sig, and I want to hit it to Nate after that, being addicted to love. You know, there's songs, there's things that just make you get, I guess, if you're not so much in love or make you want to love, you know, you don't have to necessarily be in love to show love and give out love. So in your words, I mean, what's something in your mind when you say addicted to love? What does that mean to you?
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever been addicted to love. I think I'm addicted to the feeling of being in love. It puts you at peace. It gives you a balance. It just does things to you. And I can tie it to music because someone asks me what song do I think of when I think of my man, and I automatically say Mary J. Blige, Being Without You. Because that is our story. And so I don't think I'm addicted to love, but I'm dang so addicted to that feeling I get from it. Yeah.
Well said.
I can say that. I'm addicted to that. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I gotta definitely agree with you, because a lot of people, they may not necessarily be in love, but it's just the feeling of knowing that you could love someone and someone's being receiving of it. It's a special thing. Nate, being addicted to love, what does that mean to you?
It just, you know, just you saying it just made me feel warm. it's just the whole concept of somebody being in your life, somebody there through the ups and downs, because we know that love is good, but it can, you know, love can cost you no less than everything, just like the song says. And it's just, it's the emotions it evokes from you. It's the highs and the lows and the, you know, the tears and the being there with somebody. And it's just the whole entire concept. And let's just be real. Love, whether it's romantic love, whether it's a platonic type of love, we all need it. We all crave it. Even as babies, when we're crying, we want to be picked up and held. That is still, you know, a display of love. It's something that, as humans, you know, we're made to have it. You got to have it. You can't live without it. And
that's right.
The Tay-Tay living without it. So the Tay needs some love, okay? For sure.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right. Brother Darryl, man, I mean, I know... You know, listen, you know, guys, it's okay to talk with your brothers about love and trying to give love, receive love. There's no punks, you know, included. Sometimes it takes a real man to express their feelings. Brother Darryl, what does addicted to love mean to you?
Addicted to love, you could take it out of two ways. It is the attraction, the addiction, the pull of one person to another that you just can't deny. It's when you walk into a room and the only person who exists in that room is the person who's for you. Nobody exists. Everybody else just melts away. Right there, that's when you know you got yourself an addiction problem, my friend. And I don't think there's a 12-step can help you.
There's no 12-step program. You know, guys, there was a poem I came across. It was by Sarah Tisdale. She said, I am not yours, by Sarah Tisdale. This is what she said. I am not yours, not lost in you, not lost although I long to be, lost as a candle lit at noon, lost as a snowflake in the sea. You love me, and I find you still, spirit, beautiful. I love that. When I heard that and I read that, I was like, that was deep. That was a little bit of a Sarah Tisdale, but, you know, tonight's topic, addicted to love, we're going to get to a little music that goes along with it. We're going to hear a little bit of the live. This is a special request for a couple of people. And then also, if you feel free, you want to just chime in, you want to just, you know, put your request out there, send it to us on The Shadow World Radio Network on Facebook. Call in behind the scenes. Let me know, you know, certain requests you may have. We'll try to hook it up for you if all possible. We're going to play some music just to relate to being addicted to love, whether it's physical love, it's emotional, or you just want to be loved, as Sig, as Tay says. You know, you just want to be loved because everybody needs it. That's what it is all about. So just sit back, listen, and enjoy, and let's have a good time. Ladies, I'm going to bring a little bit of the slow joints on here. So just sit back and, okay, and chill out with me for a little bit, if you don't mind. Let's go.
That's fine.
Shadow Radio.
This is the Relation Slow Jams mixtape show with
DJ Janae.
What do you want?
You. For a whole lot of reasons that don't make any sense to me. I mean, what, we've been on 3 dates? But, see, that's what's crazy. That's what's crazy, because I know deep, I just down, just in this area.
Oh,
life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met. The way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to. We both stand a little too much today.
No.
After all, you're kind of with somebody, and I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor, just before you go, just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to.
With me.
and turn the key. Oh, please be there. I said, still in love. Still in love. You're gonna be in love with me. I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby are you gonna be, 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 are you gonna be? Well, 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 still in love, so in love, still in love with you. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be?
Jams mixtape show on Shadow.
Yes, yes. Some beautiful stuff going on right there. You had the opportunity to listen to some of the legends. The one and only Luther Vandross. The one and only Rick James, Fire and Desire, with the, of course, the other legend, Tina Mowbray. We had some of the Dill, Two Occasions. And, of course, ain't nothing wrong with some Tender Kisses of Tracy Spencer. Now, before we bring on some more guests, on this on the line, there's another poem I came across by Miss Patience Worth. In her poem, she said, who said that love was fire? Who said that love was fire? Who know that love is ash? It is the thing which remains when the fire is spent, the holy essence of the experience. Who said love was fire? That was by Miss Patience Worth. So shout out going out to you, Miss Patience. And we appreciate it. You know, we're going to bring on, of course, we got the lovely ladies from the Every Woman Talk Show on the line. And we have my brother. We're going to bring everybody online. And we just want to come back with this subject matter about addicted to love, good or bad. I know we had an opportunity to discuss a little bit before those who tuned in. You listen to the Bass and Slow Jam Show. We have the lovely Miss Uli online. What's going on, sis? How you feeling today?
Hey, guys. What's everybody doing? How's everybody doing?
Hi.
We're relaxing. We just chilling right now. So let me get you a little input real quick, Uli. Sometimes, you know, when you're addicted to love, it could be, I think we talk behind the scenes about whether it's good or bad, you know, but for whatever reason, the heart is this strange piece in our body. You know, we try to love people through the wrong they do, but you know, through the just ups and downs. Just from your standpoint, what does addicted love mean to you?
Well, you know, love could be just like we said, good or bad. You could be in love with somebody, and it could be absolutely the wrong person, and then you're wasting that love, that heart, that everything you have on that one person. And then you could be so in love and so blinded by love that you don't see it. just don't see it. And then there are people who are in love, and we have people we know that have been married 60, 70 years, and that's real love. That's some real, they have been through ups and downs and stuck through it and fought through the fire and the whole, and came out on top. That's love and happy touch. And that's what I'm looking for, that love and happy touch.
I love that, Uli. That's very well said. Very well said. Uli, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to enjoy the music. But, you know, sis, I love you as always. And I appreciate when you call in and do what you do. You know, sometimes we have to learn through other people's experiences to appreciate love. And sometimes it's okay to listen to somebody who's older than you, who's been in a relationship for 60 years, 50 years, 20 years. Because they got there for a reason. And not everything was all... peaches and cream. So listen to when they talk about those stories. Exactly. Listen to the grandparents. They got there for a reason. And not everything they do is going to be all, you know, just a fairy tale. But it has.
Love is work. Love is work. And we keep thinking it's not. Love is work.
Exactly, exactly. So, Uli, I'm put you on hold. So please, listen, baby. You listen to the music. Enjoy. I want to bring on my brother, Brother Brent Oz. He's online, and I want to bring him on. And, brother, what's going on, man? How you feeling today?
Hey, I'm here. I'm listening to the topic and all this great music. I can tell you this, though. You can't help who you love. You can't help it no matter what. Because
that's right.
Once you fall in love with the person and your heart is already set on them, you will want to leave. You could want to stay. You could want to do whatever you want to do. No matter how that person is, you somehow stay attracted to continually aid them, whether it's a good situation or a bad situation. Until you break it, but until it's broken, you are as much of a part of whatever they are or whoever they are or whatever their situation is until your heart finally detaches. And that could be months or that could be years.
Wow. That's coming from, ladies and gentlemen, that's coming from a man. Sometimes, you know, us men have a tendency of not knowing how to express ourselves. And when you have a man who's expressing himself, you know, just a little hint, ladies, don't shun him. Listen to him. You know, he may not come out the way you want it to come out, but if he's trying to reach to you and tell you how he feels, take that serious. And guys, vice versa, because when a woman talks, you have to listen to them. You know, you have to listen. I myself have been guilty of that, not listening, but I'm learning, and I continue to learn to become a better man like that. So, I mean, I want to just spin it around one more time before we go to the next set of music. Brother Darryl, from a male perspective, anything you want to talk about as far as, you know, a man in love, and then I want to ask the ladies?
Absolutely, absolutely. Here's a question. This is more along of a physical thing than probably an emotional thing. Brothers are physical. Let's be real. What is the one thing that a brother can do or does to you that if the brother does it right, that brother's in there for a mighty long time? You know what I mean? Whether it be the back of your neck, whether it be your earlobe, whether it be something else, something that just resonates to you so much. If the brother does it well, real well, that brother could be the worst Negro on the planet, but he's all right by you. So ladies, what's the answer to that question?
Let's take it. I got the Uli on hold now. So who's first? Let's see.
Okay, I'll go.
What about
that? And this is gonna surprise y'all. It's the conversation.
Go.
It's the conversation. If you think you're gonna get with me and be anywhere near me, and that's basis for foundation, friendship, everything for me, it has to be the conversation. It has to be more than just to be able to talk about whatever your favorite sports team is, more than give me 50 million compliments. I need somebody that can discuss issues, that can have an intelligent conversation, who brings something to the table that makes me say, I can respect what he got to say. We can go a little bit further with this. And if the conversation is real good, that's what a true mental orgasm is. Everybody thinks it's talking about sex. It's not. You got to tease my mental, because my mental is very strong. It's the first thing about me that needs to be turned on. You get that? We good.
Okay. Let's continue with this conversation around the table. Natay, what is it, Anthony, you know, Daryl's response? Or no, what is it for you?
You know, I think for me it's I know for me it's a man's heart and him being vulnerable enough to show his heart. It's, you know, it's a myriad of things. It's him being willing to commit and to communicate and to just be open and to be there. And he may not be perfect at it, but the fact that he's willing, I mean, that right there, that gets me. That gets me the effort and the time that he puts in. You may be good and, you know, like Sig was saying, you know, it's the mental, you know, stimulation. You may be good in the bed and all that type of stuff. Do you know my favorite color? Do you know what type, just little things. Do you know what my favorite TV show is? Do you know the last four digits of my social security number? I mean, just, you know, it's the little things. Do you know what touches my heart and makes me cry? It's just, it's those type of things that speaks volumes to me, that gets my heart to open. So for me, it's his communication. It's his willingness just to be vulnerable, just to be naked, just to be open, just to be emotionally present. Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Now, fellas, those who listen to the show, I got a couple of texts coming in, and right now, you know, they're feeling. Everybody notes. I got one of my favorite partners from North PD. He's taking notes. He says he's a check, done that, but he's loving the flow right now. But I want to spin it to Uli right here. I know. Did you hear Daryl's question to you guys?
Yes, I heard it.
Do you have a response to that?
Oh, I do. It is nothing like the taste of Tim Sig. For me, to literally give everything and just be so on. For me, it's physical. For me, it's physical first. If you can't please me physically, I kind of will drift away. But if you make me feel. Mm-hmm. In my past relationships, that's how it's always been. If physically you're not pleasing me, then I'm really pretty much done with you. I wash my hands. In my my relationship, my last relationship I was in, it was more emotional. It was, he made me feel like a woman. He made me feel like the only woman. He made me feel like the most beautiful, sexy, all that good stuff. That's what made me fall in love with him. The physical was an added bonus on it. But for me, seriously, it is physical. So, I get what Daryl was saying. You could be a dusty-ass, dirty-ass dog. Knocking the boots right. We might last another year.
Oh, wow.
So wait, did you say filthy, dirty dog?
Dirty dog.
Don't forget my recommendation.
My recommendation, fellas, please get right, you know, get properly cleaned. Those are nice smell goods. Not overloading, just
dog,
enough. Just enough,
like
not
that.
Too much.
No, wait a minute, Matthew. Y'all mean dirty dog like that.
Oh.
Wait, let's clarify some things here.
No.
I was really sending soap. I was sending soap. I just ordered it.
No. We don't need no soap.
Exactly.
We don't mean that dirty. No.
Exactly.
Dirty dog. How about that?
Oh.
But listen.
You mean otherwise.
Well, listen. You know, I love the response. Let's go to another set of music, and music that's going to be lated. There's a song, I personally, one of my favorites. I don't know if you guys remember this one here. Those, the young listeners, maybe before your time, Roberta Flack and Peebo Bryson. Closer, I guess, one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, when that topic comes up, Addicted Love, I think about that. You know, that song just resonates. So let's just go on this little journey right here. Let's take it right there. And I wonder if I just kind of, at the end of the week, relax. Get romantic a little bit, you know, pour your wine. If you're in the wine, know, if you want to pour juice or mimosa, whatever you want to do. Right now, it's the Relationship Show, Slow Jam Show. Once again, we have the lovely ladies from the Every Woman Talk Show. We got my brother Daryl, and we got my one and only Brent Oz. Big shout out to my man, City 911 down in North PD tuning in. Also, can't forget about my family over there holding me down in Atlanta. So let's, you know, get into the show, and let's come back a little bit more talk before we close it out.
Wait, Wayne, can I just say one thing real quick, please?
You are now.
What you got?
You know, if y'all are there, you know, with your significant other, and y'all are listening to the music, hold hands or get up and dance or, you know, do a little something to, you know, bring the spark.
Now you're taking it. Now you're taking it there.
You're the only damn person with a man around here.
Y'all know that to be true, but I'm just saying for the listeners out there.
For the listeners, you're absolutely correct. And even if you don't have somebody with you right now, just take the time, think about that person, think about what makes them special to you. And you know what, ladies, it's okay to say, hey, listen, I was thinking about you. And then hang up the phone. I guarantee that man would be like, he'll put a big smile on his face, like, wow, that was deep.
Yeah,
but just leave
somebody
him.
Right now.
Just give them enough. Just thinking about you. That's all you got to say and hang up. Don't say nothing else. That's it. Sometimes little words is enough words. So let's go into it.
You are now in the Relations Slow Jams mixtape show on Shadow World Radio.
We're going to do this right quick. Come here. Come here. You got to help me out with something. Sit right here on A&E. Sit right here. All right. We've got to demonstrate something real quick. We don't have much time. So, what's your name, doll?
Julie.
All right. Now, we're going to
show these fellas how to treat a lady, okay? First of all,
yeah, ladies, that's all right. That's all right.
First of all, if your name is Julie, the guy just can't greet you.
Hey, Julie. Hey, Jewel. No, fellas.
You need some suave, all right? So when you come home, you gotta say, Julie. All right. Then we've got to get some flowers, some champagne, flowers going all the way from the door, all the way through the hallway, up the stairs, to wherever you want those in the house. Is that all right, ladies? Is that okay? Okay? Now, once you get everything exactly the way you want to, then you got to put on some Earth, Wind, and Fire, all right? And leave it to me. Would that be all right, ladies? Surprise her by doing something like this with Gary Byers.
I am a fairy for
Came across, you know, the board for me, a life without love is no life at all. You know, you have to take the time to try to understand what love is all about. So with that being said, you know, got a couple of listeners on the line, you know, talking to me behind the scenes, but of course, you know, I'm very blessed to have the lovely ladies of Every Woman Talk Show online. And I'm going to bring them back on before we close for the evening. But for those who've been tuning in tonight, we appreciate everybody calling. We appreciate the love and support. It appears that people want to relax at the end of the week. And they want to kind of get their, and as my brother Brent says, get the battery recharged and restarted. You know, so ladies, do we have the ladies of the Everyone Talk Show still online with us?
Yes, we do.
I'm here.
All right, ladies. For the listeners, what can you let the listeners know you have coming up this upcoming Tuesday? You know, let's Uli. What matter of fact, Uli, what is the show about this upcoming Tuesday?
We are actually just closing out the Black History Month, so we're just going to touch on that. We don't have a particular anything, so we'd like listeners to call in, and you know, we're going to come up with some things to talk about, but we don't have any one particular thing. We just want to close out Black History. We want our brothers, the Man Up Show, to call in with us,
mm-hmm,
and close
yes,
out
is.
Black
yes,
History.
Will.
We need to know that Black History does not end at the end of February. So we...
That's right. That's right. You know, for listeners, you said it right, Uli. Black History Month is American history, and it should not be just boxed in for 1 month. You know, Sig, you know, is there anything particular that you may want to address on for the upcoming show? I know, you know, it's a whole overall subject we're going to cover, but is there anything particular that listeners may want to stay tuned for?
They need to listen for that little known facts, things they may not have known about. And we encourage you, we thank you for listening to us and getting the information. But please do the research. Find out the whole true story for yourself. That's important.
Amen.
And then once you find it out, pass it along.
Pass it along.
Amen. Amen. Pass it along.
That's a big
that's
deal
well
for
said.
Me. I buy Black History books. If you have a book you don't, if you know a book you don't have, hit me up on Facebook. If I have the book, I'll give it to you. All I ask you to do is read it, do whatever you're going to do in it, sign the back of it, and pass it on to somebody else.
Well said. Sister Nate, you know, is there anything that, from your perspective, that we got upcoming Tuesday that the listeners need to tune in for? Anything special?
Well, you know, what I want to say is that, you know, our show, we're talking about Black History Month, but our show is not just for black people. So we want all people of all different ethnicities, races to call in and, you know, share your information, share your thoughts, share your viewpoints with us. And also for the parents out there that have kids, you know, let your kids tune in, because we all know that we're not often taught this information in school all the time. So it's important that your kids tune in, tell somebody else. And, you know, call us. Don't just listen. It's a safe environment. Call us. Talk to us. We want to hear what you think. And share some of your information with us as well.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Brother Brent, I'm going to spin it to you. What do you have coming up soon to let the listeners know? Because, you know, it's about empowerment on the Shadow Wars Radio Network. And what do you have coming on, brother? So I know we can, our time is short, but I got another call online as well. But what do you have coming up, brother?
Yeah, well, we're putting together an event in April, and we're going to have a Man Up show come out. It's to promote or to build about Expecting Moms program so that we can get funds, so that we can help the community grow. It's going to be, I believe, April 26th or April 24th. You just go to www.lioglobal.com, and you'll get your information.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sounds good enough to me, brother. Sounds good, brother. I'm going to take this other caller real quick. No time is short. I'm sorry we didn't go behind the scenes. Who we have online?
Hi, you guys. It's Jackie.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
Jackie. What's going on?
I figured I'd slide in and chime in with my sisters.
Right,
Jackie
awesome,
has a new
awesome.
Name, y'all. Jackie has a new name. She's no longer Jackie. She's a black.
What's your name, Jackie?
My son told me, he said, since we have a radio show, I need a radio name. So he was like, you don't think Funkmaster Flex's real name is Funkmaster Flex, do you? I said, oh, okay. So he told me that my new name is Sassy Black Butterfly.
All right.
Sassy Black Butterfly. Okay. It's embracing. Long as your personality, you know, so it sounds good
to
me.
But listen,
Jackie,
that's
real
cute.
Quick, we have this show next week with the ladies, the Everyone Talk Show. I was asking the ladies, you know, what they have, you know, for a topic-wise. Is there anything particular that you want to kind of address or things you want to kind of wrap up the Black History Month for next week? What's
I love dropping little known history facts. Like, I think on our show 2 weeks ago, my closing thought was, did people know that the state of Mississippi didn't take slavery off the legislative books until 1995? Those are things that people don't know, and I love being able to kind of dig and find those things that would make people go, wow, are you serious? Let me take a look at that, or let me listen at that. So I just kind of want to find some more things that make people ponder, that make people wonder, and make them say, wow, I need to know more about that.
Great, great. But those are the only, those just tuning in.
Yeah.
Well, what you got?
What we really want from our listeners is some of their input. What do they want to hear us talk about or bring up in our everyone calls. What do you want to hear? What do you want to know that we haven't touched on yet? We want to hear from them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's fair. That's definitely fair. So, you know, for those listeners who tune in, you know, to Shadow Wars Radio Network and to the Every Woman Show, and just want to let you know, ladies, your numbers definitely, you have a following in a short time. And I personally want to say I'm proud of you to hear when our women come together and they talk, the numbers don't reflect, the numbers never lie, as they always say in business. And I'm very proud of that. You know, we want to keep that going on. So, you know, please, listeners, feel free to call in this Tuesday, you know, 7 o'clock. The call-in number is 646-478-4507. Please, the very these women, they work hard. They're independent, you know, professional women. Please, we encourage you to call in. Also, check my brother, also, Brother Trey, with the Game Strong program tomorrow evening. You know, he'll be going in with local sports and just giving his perspective. And, of course, and I got to give, well, you know, my brother's The Man Up talk show program is every Friday, you know. And yeah. We're going to have a funny subject. We're going to have a funny subject this coming Friday. So don't judge us, ladies and gentlemen. If the subject matter is, I thought it never happened to me. That goes for
everybody. We all got that story.
Yeah. I thought that never happened to me. You know, so it's gonna be interesting, Brother Oz, and if you I definitely would love for you to call in, man. It's gonna be funny, it's gonna be fun, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna talk about everything that's around that one verse. I thought it never happened to me. Oops, I'm sorry. It's a wide open topic. So it's gonna be fun, it's be prepared, call in, you're gonna have a good time with that show. And of course this is the new show right here, Relation Show. We talked about it behind the scenes. I asked Apine, Sig asked Apine, and Daryl, and a couple other personal friends, and Uli. And Uli knows the background as well with the music. But, you know, sometimes slow music or smooth music reflects the soul. It reflects who, sometimes when you run in the fast-paced world, it reflects who you really are. So, you know, some of the songs and the topics that come up, it's just a reflection of the world I've lived in. And the next week's show, Relations, is called Love Roller Coaster. It's just the ups and downs, the relationships, and the songs that goes with it. And how do we stay on the ride when it's going, when your relationship's going up and down, or just life in general, where you think you're in love, or you think you found a special someone, it just dropped down, or it's going around.
I'm like sitting in the front of that roller coaster car.
Yeah, exactly. How many times you been on the front side?
I've been the front seat holding on with my hands up in the air.
So you know what? And then sometimes. And sometimes it's the ride home. I had a fun time. But sometimes that ride has to come to a halt. You got to get off that ride and maybe go to another roller coaster. But it's a fact. You lived life. You at least you did it. You at least experienced it. Because, you know, without experiencing love, experiencing ups and downs, you're not going to be able to grow. People say, oh, I've gone through so many problems. But you know what? You can't become better unless you go through those problems. I'm not encouraging problems. I'm just trying to, promote experience in relationships. So be open-minded, fellas. Be open-minded when a woman tells you certain things. Ladies, listen to your man. So without no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the end of the show. I would love to have some closing remarks. Let's spin it to Jackie first. Jackie, you got any closing remarks?
Just, you know what, I want everybody to kind of tune in and talk, you know, on our show on Tuesday, and I thank you guys for allowing me to be a part of the platform on every show. I really, really appreciate it. And just sending out some good vibes so that we can have a good time and we can share all of our love with everybody.
That sounds great. I love that. Sister Uli?
You know, yes. We take love very lightly sometimes. I think we had talked about this when you hit this on the last show. I think when you love somebody, you have to show them that, and not in words, but in action.
Yes. Nite, you got any closing remarks?
You know, Uli, speaking of actions, I think, you know, we need to kind of go back and start doing some things maybe that we haven't done in a long time. Like this show, for example. So let's cut off the rap and the hip-hop and the gospel music, and let's get back to some of the slow jams, or just, you know, write your boo a letter. And it's women, you can do it for your men, or men for your lady. Write a letter. Your own handwriting on a piece of paper.
Nail
it, or leave it at the house. Ladies, get some sea breeze and put it on your man's scalp. Just something simple. Mm-hmm. Bathe your boo. Get in the tub with him, or get in the shower with him. Hold him and bathe him. And most importantly, tell him who he is. Tell him what a strong man he is. And speak life and speak purpose into him. And pray
die over him. So just let's do some different type of stuff, some actions.
Well,
that's my take.
Well said. All right. Sister Sig, I got to hear you. What's your closing remarks?
I want to say I love my man. That's not a disclaimer this time. That's the truth. I do. I agree with what Brent said earlier. You don't get to choose who you love. You may think you do, but you don't. Love shows up and love shows out. Don't fight it. Go with it. You never know what you're fighting.
Yep.
I think we got Brent with his closing remarks, and then we're going to spin it down. I believe we have someone else, and my brother-in-law, other brother, mother. Brent, what you got? Closing remarks, brother.
I'll say this. When you start to make that attempt to be in love with somebody, don't lie to yourself. If they tell you something, believe that that's who they are, unless they show you different. Because if you think that that's not who they are, and you get into it, you're stuck until your heart says you can let go.
Yep.
A thousand percent.
Wow.
That's a powerful statement, brother.
Just make sure you pay attention to the person who you're spending all that time with, not just physical, not just mental, just everything about them. Because when it comes down to the nuts and bolts, once you're locked in, you're along for the ride whether you want to or not.
I love that. I love that. Daryl, you want? I think we who we have online with closing remarks. I mean, we do closing remarks, brother.
Yeah, man. Let me give you mine. I see Brother Trey's also online too, but let me just give you mine real fast. Just try to. It's not about quantity. It's about quality. Unplug the computer. Turn off the cell phone. Turn off the TV. Get yourself a nice blanket, a bottle of wine. Listen to some of these nice slow cuts and talk and relate and spend time with one another. Really spend time with one another. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when everything gets, during those times when stuff is rocky and when things ain't quite going right and the world is caving in on you, you sometimes reflect back to those times when it was just, you know, the candlelit room, just the two of you, and just be able to spend quality time. So it's about quality, everybody. So just hope everybody, you know, after the show is over, you know, let the CD player keep on playing and let the candlelights do what it does and everybody start to continue to relate. That's it.
Yeah, you're talking about a baby. Ain't nobody trying to make no baby. We too old.
Now, here you go. Now we showed on time. You know, I think we got Brother Trey. Brother Trey, what's going on, brother? How you doing, brother?
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, Trey.
Oh.
Yeah, just really quick, brother.
You got
30 seconds, brother. You got any closing remarks about love, brother?
Sig, love you. You love your man. Go on.
Closing remarks. Love, live life. Find that one person that compliments you the way you want to be complimented and treat that person special. Love them till the wheels fall off. Be loyal to them.
What you want
as,
to
say? As much as they are loyal to you, and everything works out from there.
Loyalty.
What he said.
Yeah, amen. See, that's what it's all about. You know,
Jackie,
it's about, you know, that's what this is what it's about. It's about, Jackie. This is what it's all about. It's about expression and love, and hopefully we hope that the program can get your week going into that positive level. It's about being positive and showing that love. So once again, we thank everybody, appreciate everybody, you know, tune into all our shows. We love everybody. Have a very blessed and joyous week. And remember, show relations to someone. Tell someone you love them. Let them know you care. Just send them a text. I'm thinking about you. I want to say goodnight, everybody. Love you guys. Have
love
a good next
guys.
Week.
Night,
Trey. Good
night. You can't stop it.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
Shadow, 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 radio, 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 radio.